It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Redistricting Commission meets for the first time this afternoon to begin the complicated process of redrawing Colorado's congressional boundaries. CPR's Megan Verlee reports that delayed census data will make their job more difficult.
3 years ago, voters chose to write a new redistricting process into the state constitution. Nonpartisan state staff would draw a preliminary map, attempting to construct districts that are as compact, logical, and competitive as possible, and a politically balanced commission would refine it. But that same amendment says the process must wrap up by the end of the year in order to give congressional candidates plenty of time ahead of the 2022 election. The U.S. Census Bureau says it won't have final numbers available until the end of September, making the timeline much tighter than originally planned. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
People feeling the financial effects of the pandemic have asked for $3.4 million in housing assistance so far this month. Numbers from Colorado's Housing Department show the state has received more than 800 applications for the week ending March 7th. The department has approved about 1,000 applications, which have piled up in recent months. About $3 million in assistance has been released. Pueblo's health department says that county will open a mass vaccination clinic at the Colorado State Fairgrounds March 22nd. It's part of the state's effort to ramp up vaccinations and get all Coloradans 16 and older who want a vaccine inoculated by the summer. Health officials expect the clinic to vaccinate up to 6,000 people a day. Researchers want to find a better way to warn Coloradans about long-range wildfire smoke. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Smoke from local wildfires can hurt the health of Colorado residents, but researchers at Colorado State University found that smoke from fires further away meant an expected increase in hospitalizations and increased risk of death from cardiovascular issues. Unlike local fires, which were associated with decreases in hospitalizations, especially for asthma. The lead author says media coverage of local fires could help protect residents from adverse health effects. CSU researchers are working with local government officials on messaging related to different types of wildfire smoke. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.